come to our concluding Mass on this Triduum of Renewal, where we're focused on how Jesus forms the apostles, how Jesus forms us, and that is ongoing formation until the day we die, right? There's always more of Jesus to receive. There's always more of to know. And that's what you have been doing. You've been open to learn, and you have been humble to say, I don't know everything. And look how our Lord has responded, right? He needed it requires your consent, your permission, and he gives you more than you ask for. He's like that. What could we say through the liturgy today, this Mass? How is our Lord speaking into us, or speaking to us through the liturgy? The first thing that stands out to my mind is, as I keep on asking that question, how did Jesus form the apostles? What did he do next? We see in prophet Isaiah, the Lord saying, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them. Do not turn your back on your own. We have this second reading today from Paul. So Paul is known as the apostle. When we hear the words, the apostles, he's talking about Paul. Not part of the original 12, but an apostle nonetheless, obviously. He's also our patron in Regnum Christi. Do you remember Paul and in the way that Jesus came to him? A little different than how others were called. He was called. Have you not had some experiences, even shared some of that? The way I came to the faith was this way and that. He meets us where we're at. But Paul, when he went down twice to Jerusalem to consult with Peter and John and James, with the pillars of the church, he was consulting the authority to check in. Am I getting this right? Is this what Jesus told you? Because this is what I've understood. Do you remember? Do you remember when he says, yes, they confirmed me in everything I was doing, but they said, make sure you don't forget the poor. And Paul says, which is exactly what I was doing. That comes out in this first reading, love for the poor. Jesus drilled into his apostles, love the poor. He had a special place in his heart for the poor. So he wanted his apostles, who are called or sent out to do the same thing and teach the same way, to have that. And they understood that. Paul got that message. He got it. John and James, the pillars of the church, they got that message too. It was so important to them. They had to check in. Yeah, that's right, but don't forget the poor. A couple years ago, when I was working in Louisiana, that was the first time I went on a medical mission, in Mexico. Well, no, it was in Guatemala. But the RC, an RC woman, a doctor, and another RC woman, at the time section director, asked me to join them on their mission. They needed a chaplain. And I was thinking, I'll find someone for you, because that's not my, that's not my thing. Really, what I was saying was, that's way outside my comfort zone, right? But I went, and it was outside my comfort zone. But that experience of helping on that medical mission with the poor reminded me of this teaching of Jesus. And it was lacking in my heart. I used to think I would associate love for the poor as social justice and all that connotation. And that's not who I am. That's not who we are. But that needed repentance and conversion. And I can say with honesty, am I good at it or perfect? No, but I can say with honesty, I love the poor now. I love them. Because Jesus has changed my heart to be more like his. And I can love with more freedom. And not have to worry about social justice or that's different. No, that's not. It's not about that. It's about the person and their dignity. And they're loved by God just because there's a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. Right, Christy, we have to love the poor. We're apostles. We have to. That picture I showed you of that young man named Colin, there's a couple other guys there. The guy on the left, a Filipino doctor, Regnum Christi, joined a couple years ago, used to teach at Duke, worked for Duke. Prestigious place, nice pay. They work you to death and also invite you to go against your conscience. So he struggled, but he struggled to say, I cannot be coherent anymore and work here with the teaching of the church. But he had a desire always to be a missionary. So he left Duke, took a practice with an evangelical doctor, a small little practice, helping the poor. He has less pay, He's happy. And he's the lead now for our new medical mission to Guatemala. I'll share the good news with you later if you want to come next year. I'm looking at the new doctors in the back. But this same man, Paul, says to the Corinthians, when I came to you, I didn't just come to you with sublimity of words and excellent eloquence and speech. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power. This is a more mature Paul. He had an excellent speech in the Areopagus. Well done, well put together. And it failed. It was a flop. He learned by experience, as Jesus taught him, you are not to go out only to say words. You are to demonstrate with power of my spirit in you. And that converts people. He learned. We apostles can learn too. I don't think I have to go on more about that. But our Lord is leading us as a movement to greater maturity, where we surrender more to him and say, yes, Lord, you know I really, really love you, and it's not perfect yet. And that gives more permission for the perfect love to come in and take over. And when he does that, the bumbling words that come out of our mouth sometimes have a strong impact when they're accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. My sisters, you are salt of the earth. You are light for the world. Share what you have received. It makes a difference in those around you. Sometimes you know who they are, sometimes you don't. But what you have received is a treasure too good to keep to yourself. By definition, our faith grows and expands when we share it, when we act on it. That was one of the final instructions that Jesus gave to his apostles before he ascended to heaven. We said it earlier. You will be my witnesses. It's not an option. You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. We must tell the world our story for the world to have a chance to change. Let's ask our Lord to bless what we have received so it is multiplied and it spills over any one of our jars for the rest of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand for the creed.